in chapter 26, we have here this that we had had before. If you'll recall, I think it was way back in the 7th chapter where he was told there to stand in the gate. Now, here, there's been a change in chapter 26. In verse 2 of chapter 26, he says, stand in the court of the Lord's house. And this is a message that he'd already given in the time of Jehoiakim. It's repeated now at the time of Zedekiah. And these messages here all relate to the reign of Zedekiah. In fact, through the 30th chapter, actually, this is one message. It's the final word of God to these people before the captivity. Now he's to stand there as these people see they're coming to the temple. I'm of the opinion that many of us that had been there and had seen this outward show of worship and the prosperity that was in the land at this time, nobody seemed to be complaining, that it looked as if God was rather petulant and being petty with the people. But they were far from God, and there was awful sin in the land. And now he is to cry out against this. And he says to the people, verse 3 of chapter 26, if so be they will hearken and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil. And when God repents, it doesn't mean he's changed his mind. He means the people have changed, and then God won't judge, but he'll bless. And it looks as if God had changed his mind. But God will always punish sin. He always will pardon the sinner that will come to him. That never changes. But when a sinner who's under the judgment of God turns to God and is blessed and saved, then it looks as if God changed his mind. But actually, the sinner had done that. God says, if you will, then God says, I wouldn't destroy you. I wouldn't judge you. Then verse 4 here, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if ye will not hearken unto me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened. Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and which means it was destroyed. And I'll make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And Jerusalem has been a burden in this world. It is right now, by the way. It's a pawn today. You talk about Israel has Jerusalem. May I say to you that America and Russia today, back and forth, it's like a pawn on the chessboard. God says, I'll make it a burden to all nations. And he certainly has done that. And Jerusalem should have been a blessing to the world, but it would become the opposite.